Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. This is God's word. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gates leading into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. I'll go ahead and give you the main point, okay? For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Now, what does that mean? I don't know how many of you are into collecting valuable gems and stones. Anybody here got a collection of diamonds or rubies or amethyst or that kind of thing? Anybody here collecting those? Nobody? Why not? They're beautiful and they're valuable. I'm going to just hazard a guess. Maybe it's because they're so expensive. They're so valuable. This says that wisdom is more valuable than rubies, plural. Okay? So a ruby's not a diamond. No, in some cases it's more expensive. In some cases it's less expensive. It depends on the size and the quality of the ruby. But rubies are precious stones. And they're expensive if you get good ones. And this says wisdom's more valuable than that. Oh, well, not just more valuable than rubies. Wisdom is more valuable than anything else you might desire. What else do you desire? Well, I'd like the new car, thank you. This is more valuable than a new car. This is more valuable than an 8-car garage filled with new cars. I went to a wedding on the West Coast one time, the house next door to where one of the most famous rock musicians and his famous actress wife lived, and on the other side, just down the hill, was the head of the Disney Corporation. Okay? So you can imagine if this house was between those two, it was an expensive house. It was. One of the most impressive things about that house to me was the guy's garage. It was filled with magnificent automobiles. He was a collector. And his favorite car to collect was Rolls-Royce. One of his wedding presents for his daughter and her husband was a beautiful white convertible, Rolls. And so when they came to the reception there at the house, they come rolling in this beautiful Rolls. They will. Do you aspire to have that kind of thing? No. No, I don't. But I was impressed. Never seen a collection of cars like that. And certainly not in a private home. Wisdom is much more valuable. As a matter of fact, I will say, without reservation, that the collector of those cars, the owner of that house, was lacking in wisdom. Okay? I was a richer man than he was because God has graciously given wisdom to all those who desire wisdom. Wisdom comes from God, and it is the most valuable thing that you can pursue. That's the main point. Now, a second point that you need to know from this passage is that everybody, everywhere, is invited to receive wisdom. Look at the opening. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. In other words, she gets where the people are. And she calls out. She doesn't hide. She calls out. Beside the gates leading into the city. That's a different setting. But again, it's a place where there's a lot of traffic. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, plural. Not just one place. If you try and go in the city this way, she'll be there. If you try and go in this way, she'll be there. Because wisdom is crying out, to you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. Everybody's invited. Everybody's invited. Say, well, not everybody's wise. No, you don't have to be in order to become wise. It's not something you're born with. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. In other words, don't stay dumb. You don't have to. I have known people with low IQs who had wisdom, and I've known people with high IQs who were exceedingly foolish. The guy who had all the cars and all that stuff, he was a very foolish person. His family was a shambles. His reputation was a disaster. He didn't have friends. He had been a professing Christian, but he chose again and again and again and again to do the wrong thing. When his son-in-law asked him, I'm wanting to go into the field of medical technology. Can you give me some references? Because this guy had made money there. He said, you don't want anybody to know that you're associated with me because they won't have anything to do with you. Is that the kind of life you want? That's not the result of wisdom. That's the result of one foolish decision after another. Why did he make those foolish decisions? Because he wanted more money. Tragic. Meanwhile, wisdom is saying, come to me. You don't have to be foolish. You don't have to follow these paths you're on thinking that that will satisfy you or that will satisfy you or if I just get this. None of it, none of it is as valuable as wisdom. And so wisdom calls. You don't have to be wise, but you ought to pursue wisdom.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His Word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Now notice, listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They're faultless to those who have knowledge. In other words, when you're pursuing wisdom, it's never going to involve lies. Whether it's in romantic relationships, whether it is in business relationships, whether it is in trying to get good grades in school, lying and cheating, not wise. That is not wisdom. Well, I don't want this person to know the truth. Well, guess what? God already knows the truth, and God's the only one who has a right to condemn us. And He instead has chosen to offer us salvation. And He is the one who's inviting you to receive wisdom. Wisdom comes from Him. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. Why? Because wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. That was our main point. Yes. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. Verse 13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I want to ask you a question. Do you hate evil? Do you hate evil? That's an important thing to consider because it's kind of an indication of whether or not you really love wisdom. Notice, back in verse 7, my mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. Wisdom hates evil. God hates evil. If you want to be wise, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. This is one reason we need to be careful what kind of things we choose for entertainment. If you think that evil is funny, that evil is desirable, man, I wish I could do that. If somebody came to you and offered you a foolproof way to steal and be rich. I read that last week there was a robbery. They discovered after the fact that there'd been a robbery in California where they got away with $30 million. Woo, that's a lot of money. $30 million, that would take me a long time to count. Guess what? They didn't get away with it. Oh, did they catch them? No, they didn't catch them, but God knows exactly who they are and what they did. If you never get caught by the authorities, you're still going to have to answer to God. Well, I don't even know that I believe there is a God. Okay, fine. I want you to suppose that somebody came up to me in the parking lot with a gun. And they said, give me your wallet. And I said, I don't believe in guns. Would they say, oh, well, okay, and walk off? No. Whether or not I believe in the gun's real. You understand? If I say, I don't see you, I identify as an invisible person. Okay. Is that going to work? Of course not. They'll shoot me and then take my wallet. But here's the thing. There are tons of people, some of them with PhDs, who are going around deluded into thinking that because they don't believe in God, they can live any way they want. You can't. You're going to answer to God. And God says that to fear him is to hate evil, because wisdom hates pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Some of you may think that as long as all you do is talk about bad stuff, it's not a problem. That just lying shouldn't be a big deal. But God hates it, and therefore wisdom hates it. Counsel and sound judgment belong to wisdom. Verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Did you hear that? Those who seek me find me. You remember Jesus saying that if you ask, you'll receive? That if you knock, the door will be open. That if you seek, you will find. God says repeatedly in the Old and New Testament that if you want to know the truth, God will give you the truth. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. So you say, no, wait a minute, This says, with me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. So you're saying, if I pursue wisdom, then I'm going to have all the gold and silver and stuff? Wisdom says, no, what I offer is better than that. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Well, do you think there might be some money in it for me? If that's not what you're after, if that's not your goal, if you pursue money, you may get money, but you won't get wisdom. But if you pursue wisdom, you may get money, but that will not be the thing you rejoice in. Now notice again, wisdom is not God. This is not Sophia worship. We don't worship wisdom. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. God's word tells us that wisdom came from God, was formed by God, is a manifestation of God, that's older than the created order. Before God made earth, I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. So wisdom is not God, but wisdom comes from God. And to reject wisdom is to choose death. To reject wisdom is to choose death. Look in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. God tells us that people have a choice as to what they're going to do with the truth they know. Not everybody knows the same amount at the start. But if you want truth, God will give you more truth. If you want wisdom, God will pour lavishly, generously, and not make you feel foolish for having asked. He'll encourage you in your quest to know the truth. But if your response to the truth is to say, I don't like that, I don't want that, you'll become more and more and more foolish. And the epitome of foolish, according to Romans chapter 1, is to be living for things that aren't God. I plead with you. Seek wisdom. Seek the truth. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. Well, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to find out? Do you really want to know? Or is that just a smokescreen so that you can try and avoid the truth a little longer? The truth is crying out to you and saying, hate what is evil. Love the truth.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866- 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.